They were able to get back out to play. They were at the Phillipsburg Invitational. They have a busy week coming up here. They go part of the varsity and JV goes to Liberal tomorrow. That's a makeup from last week. And then the big Scott City Invitational coming up on Monday. Should be hopefully a beautiful day for that there. And we're joined here with Corbett Jansen, coach. And coach, yesterday you guys got back out for the varsity and feel like it's probably been a while, but how'd things go for you guys?
Yeah, with that cancellation last week, hadn't seen the court in almost two full weeks, but I took that 2.5 hour drive up to Phillipsburg, and I think that we took another 2 hours to really get rolling off the court. Our first matches weren't the best we've seen all season, but the girls were playing in new positions and lots of newness and tough competition that first round against Phillipsburg. But as the day went on, got a lot better.
Yeah, and you guys ended up, I believe it was second overall there. But, I mean, how tough was that, that long a layoff there kind of in the middle of the season?
Yeah, you know, you think once it gets rolling, you're going to keep going. And it just so happened that we had those 30-degree days and a couple days off practice. And I think that showed a little bit. And, you know, we've got a lot of competition with our JV challenging up for varsity spots. So, our time for improving is little, and it's time to really pick it up on the court.
It's amazing how fast it goes. It's slim to none for that, the challenges and everything.
Yep.
But you had some mixed up, I should say, kind of rearranged the deck yesterday at Phillipsburg. And how did that fare for you guys as the day went on?
Yeah, we're just trying to find our best six and where their best spot is, and as far as making it to postseason and making it onto state. So had Sadie join us back at one doubles with Bella, and they started off a little slow, but hopefully with that last match they really picked it up, and hopefully they're back where they were at the end of last season. At two doubles we had Riley Stoppel and Maddie Westergaard, and they, again, that was the first time they'd played together, and Maddie's first doubles match in over a year. And they really turned it on in those last couple matches. I was excited what I saw there. Mallory Cup at one singles had the toughest competition all day. And once she got over being a freshman and going, oh, I'm not supposed to be here, and started playing a little tougher, she really looked good in the last couple matches. And then Haley Hickert was a bright spot coming up from JV and winning all three of her matches at two singles.
Yeah, and I believe that was the first time she'd ever played varsity, wasn't it?
Yep, it was. And, you know, it didn't faze her much. She stepped right in and walked away with a gold medal.
Well, that's pretty cool to see. And do you feel like you guys are starting to build some more depth up there and kind of that pushing for that varsity JV?
Yeah, and that's the nice part, is it puts some pressure on our varsity that, you know, they're not safe on varsity. There's always someone that's right there, and if they're not ready to play, someone will be.
All right, once again, talking with Coach Corbin Jansen, their tennis team will have split varsity JV tomorrow, Liberal, and then the big Scott City Invitational on Monday. And tomorrow it should be another nice day for you guys down Liberal there, and then Monday, of course, in Scott City. Are you going to be playing two different squads again this year at home on Monday?
Yeah, we've actually got a 9 total team, so wow. We're going to throw in a 10th as our top JV is the plan right now, and so we'll have 5 matches for everybody, and it's an all-day event, so come on out and support the girls.
How cool is that? You guys kind of continue to grow that meet there. You were at 6 for a while, and then 8 here last few years, and now 9 and 10.
Yep. I mean, everyone wants to play at our facilities, and who can blame them? So.
You're going to get used to them here. Well, I mean, you are practicing every day, but some of the other league schools are going to get used to them pretty well here over the next few weeks here. But
that's right.
That's fun, though, to play on the courts there and with the lights and everything. So have you guys had a lot of night practices yet out there with that?
Not a whole lot, actually. Most recent under the lights practice was early morning with some of our varsity girls, and even that was really neat, just watching the sun come up and playing under those bright lights.
Well, that's going to be pretty cool and be pretty fun. Should be a fun time here coming up on Monday for that Invitational. And Coach Corbin Jansen joining us here. Thanks again, as always, here. And good luck to you coming up here tomorrow and also next week.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, once again, Corbin Jansen joining us here from Scott County Hardware in Scott City and making her season debut yesterday. Junior Sadie Hermosilla, how are you doing this evening?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. And it felt probably pretty good to get back out there on the court, didn't it?
Yeah, it did at first, and then, yeah, that's pretty bad. We didn't do very good the first couple, but it's okay. We really came back on the last one, like, a lot.
Well, and, you know, your partner had a couple of matches under her belt already, so,
yes.
You know, but you guys have played together before, so did it finally kind of resonate by the second and third match you got into?
Yeah, I did. Like, we realized we were not playing how we played last year at all. We were just not we kind of weren't there even. Our heads were not in the match, but we really picked it up the last couple ones.
What are some things that maybe you felt like you did pretty good for first day yesterday?
My serves, probably. That's, yeah, about it.
Well, you got to start somewhere, don't you?
Yeah, I guess we're starting there.
All right. What's something you guys would like to do, accomplish here as you move along through this year?
Make it to state again and place better.
Yeah, that'd be kind of nice, wouldn't it? Yeah,
it'd be really nice.
Yeah, but I know you got to be excited to have a couple of meets here over the next month on the home confines here. And, you know, what's that experience going to be like for you?
I feel like it's going to be a good one because my family usually does not come to them at all. Usually it's just Bella's mom, and that's really, I haven't really had anybody else. But since it's going to be here on Monday, hopefully my family will come to that one, but that will be the first one.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it'd be good timing, right,
yeah.
Since you're only second meet and
shuck
off all the cobwebs.
Hopefully.
Well, all right. Well, good luck to you coming up here the rest of the season. Thanks again for joining me here.
Thank you.
Sadie Hermosillo joining us here, and she's joined also with her doubles partner there, and junior Bella Myers. How are you doing this evening?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing all right. Well, yesterday you teamed up with your old partner from last year. Did it kind of take a while for you maybe to readjust to a different partner again?
No, yeah, it really did. I remember because I got used to playing with Mallory for a little bit, and like I practiced, we'd work together so that we could play better together. And then me and Sadie went back out there pretty soon, and I feel like we weren't just as excited as we were last year. Like being so young, we were like, oh my gosh, we're on varsity, and now we're just kind of like, we didn't really step up the game as much as we should have.
Do you feel like it's kind of a different attitude now from earlier in the season, maybe as compared to where you were at last year?
Yeah, it feels like a lot more pressure now, like being like higher in varsity, because last year we just always played number two doubles and it wasn't really that hard or that much competition, so it feels like a lot more pressure.
What do you maybe try to do to kind of alleviate some of that pressure?
Sometimes if we just know that we're playing our best, we try to just joke around and stuff, but then sometimes coach gets mad because we're not too serious, so we're not the best at doing that quite yet.
Well, it's early middle part of the year for you here, but what are some things that you're continuing to work on, maybe actually probably from the last time we talked?
My serve, I started messing it up, but then I've been working on that more, and me and Sadie have at practice, we work on trying to play two at the net because it's really strong if you're both at the net. But yeah.
Well, as long as you haven't hit your doubles partner when you're serving, right?
Almost.
Well, that's good. that's not advised. But I know you have to be looking forward here to playing on the home courts there on Monday, and then also a couple other times here this year.
I know we get to play three times, and I think last year me and Sadie only barely got to play one since we went from like varsity to JV, and then we got to play just as our own team, and that was the only time we got to play on our home court.
Well, it should be a fun one here for you guys coming up Monday, and once again, good luck to you coming up here, and thanks again for joining me.
Thank you.